Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Giulia Bianconi from the Riviera International Film Festival. I'm with Emily Mortimer, jury president of this edition. So usually it's up to others to judge the films and the TV series you play in. This time it is your turn to, let's say, judge. So what did this experience as jury president teach you?
It's been a wonderful experience. I've loved being here so much and have enjoyed watching these movies, and especially I'm so curious and interested and fascinated by the kind of stories that young people in Europe and beyond are telling. I feel that I have learned so much that I don't even know where to begin. I think it's interesting that for younger filmmakers and storytellers, I think they maybe find it easier to confront pain than people who are older do, partly because they're still dealing with the pain of their childhood, inevitable pain of growing up and working out who you are in the world and battling with your parents, but also partly because they're young and they've got a lot of life left to live. So it's not so scary to face the monster in the eye. As you get older, like me, it becomes more difficult to really face uncomfortable and hard things because you're desperately looking for hope. And so I think it's that to me has been the lesson I've learned, that younger storytellers are much more unflinching and courageous in the way that they face pain.
You held a masterclass in which you sincerely talks also about your failures and not only about your success. So how important were these faults and these failures in your career? Did you find them to be even more important and relevant than your success sometimes?
A life in the arts, but particularly in film, as an actor or a writer or a director or a producer, anything is very difficult and is mainly going to consist of things not working. And making a movie, it's the process is pretty much impossible. The getting the money to make the movie is pretty much impossible. The chances of making a good film are pretty impossible. The chances of that film, even if it's good, being seen by anybody are very slim. It's a crazy thing to do with your life. It's more hope than expectation. But it's, for all these reasons, I think, a really beautiful thing to do, because everybody that's here at this festival, everybody that puts their life into this kind of storytelling really believes in it and has at some point in their lives been really affected by a movie or a television show or whatever that someone else has made. And I just find this kind of a beauty in this kind of everybody getting together to make things and nobody knowing the outcome. And it's really in the face of so much adversity, yet people's passion persists and sometimes something magical happens, and that's what you hope and pray for. But in the meantime, you go on an amazing journey with a lot of people who have like minds, and you probably fail, but you fail nobly and beautifully.
You are also a self-deprecating woman. How much does this aspect help in your work?
I think it's really important to be able to laugh about everything, particularly oneself, because, you know, life is absurd and we're all absurd. And I think that through laughing about your own failings and making people, entertaining people with your own failings, I think it's a relief. Well, I find it a relief when I hear other people talking about things going wrong, No one wants to hear about everything going right. That's not really the experience of being alive. Most things go wrong and it's okay, you know, and I think that I like sharing these experiences because they're the most common experience of being alive.
You wrote and directed a miniseries, The Pursuit of Love, and now you're already working on another film. Would you tell us more about it?
I have written a film that has yet to be made, but hopefully will be made sometime soon. It's a kind of a coming-of-age story that's very much based in my own experience. It is very autobiographical, but also not. But yeah, based in my own experience. And, so we'll see. I don't know. I'm at that phase of just finishing writing and then hoping I'm going to get, the money to make it soon.
You will be in the Apple TV series set in a fashion world about a competition between Chanel and Dior. So what do you play in this TV series and what can you tell us about it?
It's called The New Look and it's with Juliette Binoche is playing, Chanel and I play her sort of best friend slash frenemy, who is based on a number of characters through Coco Chanel's life. And all my scenes are with Juliette and I had an incredible time working with her. She's one of the great actresses alive. And I was always so admiring of her work. And I can't believe I got to play opposite her in so many scenes in this show. So I had a wonderful time with her. She's amazing.
How much do you think you women have to fight to gain their own deserved space in this world?
Well, I think that this is a wonderful time for women, better than it has ever been in terms of people want to hear stories that are told by female filmmakers. And it used to be that a woman telling a story was just for women. And now men are interested in women's stories, just as women are interested in men's stories. For example, in this competition, I think 6 out of the 10 films are female filmmakers have made this 6, the majority of the films in the competition. And I think I maybe have got that wrong, but and so I think it's an exciting time to be a woman in the film industry. I mean, of course, it's still a very difficult time to be a woman in the world. And we have hundreds of years of feeling less than in our DNA. So it's hard to, even when you're given the opportunity to take it or to feel that you belong as a woman. But hopefully, it really feels like it's changing, particularly in our industry. People are really wanting to give opportunities to women in a way that they never did before. So I think it's exciting and I hope that my daughter's generation will really feel that they belong in a way that we never did, you know.
In your career, you have also worked with Woody Allen. You know that some of your colleagues have disowned him because it is private affairs. What do you think about that? Should we separate the man from the artist?
I think it's very hard. I don't really know. I can't really speak to it. I think everybody has a right to their own way of dealing with these issues. And I don't know. I still feel proud of that movie and the part I played in it. And I think he has made some wonderful films, of the great films of our time. But of course, it's important how people conduct themselves in their own lives. But I don't really know how to I don't know how to judge that situation myself, because I don't feel like I have all the information, you know. But I definitely think it's important how one conducts oneself in one's private life, of course. So it's a complicated question. And very often in interviews, you have to give simple answers to complicated questions. And it's hard for performers to be able to know how to navigate that. Or, you know, I think it's difficult to talk about these things.
And we've been talking to Emily Mortimer, jury president of the last Riviera International Film Festival. I'm Julie Bianconi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.